A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Nun Vav, Yevamos 56a, pagination is 111. Starting from the second line, a quote from the Mishnah. Let's do a little background, though, first. Our Mishnah told us that when a Yevam does Bia with the Yevama, so that Bia will consummate their relationship, even if the Bia is, as Rashi describes it, a Bia Gerua, a downgraded type of Bia. So we discuss different types of Bia, the act of intimacy, that would be downgraded. We have a case of Shogeg, where he didn't know that he was going to be with this woman. He thought it was his wife. Goes into the bedroom, thinking it's his wife. And such a thing is called a shogeg. Had it happened with a different kind of application, it could be that he would have to bring a karbon, if it was a relative or whatever that he was with. So in this case, he was with the Yevama. It was a case of a mitzvah. And that would consummate the marriage. There could be a case of mazid, where both he and she didn't realize that they were doing Yibum, and they just thought they were fooling around. Mazed, purposely. We also had a case of Hara'ah, which means that instead of going in all the way, which would be called Gemar Bia, the complete act of being together, we have Hara'ah, which is only partway entry. And these cases are called Bia Gerua, downgraded types of Bia. And as the Gemara will explain, they are going to be binding in terms of Yibum. So that number one, instead of going free through Chalitza at this point, if she wants to separate from the family, she's going to have to receive a get. Also, the Yavam is going to inherit personally the entire estate of the deceased brother. And this Bia is sufficient for those purposes. It is a halachic act of Bia. And they are Yavam and Yavama united through Yibum in a level of marriage. The question that our Gemara will address, however, is what about regarding her eating teruma? If the family that she's married into is a family of Kohanim, so if she's married totally to the deceased brother when she was, so during that marriage, she was able to eat teruma, because the halacha is that not only a Kohen, but also an Eishes Kohen, the wife of a Kohen, can eat teruma. Likewise, once she's totally married to the Yavam, he's also a Kohen. He's a brother to the deceased man through his father. They're both Kohanim. And once she's totally married to him, she would be able to eat teruma. The question is, regarding this Bia Gerua, this downgraded type of act of intimacy, if that's sufficient to enable her to eat teruma based on the new marriage. Keep in mind that once her husband had died, she's no longer married to a Kohen and she can't eat teruma. We don't know how this will play itself out with Yibum or Chalitza, and until it plays itself out, she's not married to a Kohen. What is the halacha upon a Bia Gerua? Is she allowed to eat teruma if she's involved here with a family of Kohanim? So let's see the Gemara starting from the second line. Echad ha-ma'arav, echad ha-gomer kana. Whether a person does hara'ah, which is the start of Bia, but not a complete entry, or he does complete. Either way, as far as Yibum goes, it's kana, it's considered the kinyan, it's an act of Yibum, and it's binding. My kona, what does it mean it's a kinyan? Rav amar kona lakol. Rav says it's a kinyan for everything. Shmuel amar lo kona elo ledvarim ho'amurim beparsha. Shmuel says it's only a kinyan for the things that are written in the parsha specifically. Lirash benichse achiv, that he's going to inherit the estate of the deceased brother. Ulepotu menayibum, and that she's going to be out of the discussion of Yibum. And at this point, she's a married lady. And if she's going to go free, it's going to be free through a get and not through Chalitza. However, and there's clearly a however over here, regarding Teruma, which is not a Yibum thing. It's a matrimony thing. It's a wife of a Kohen thing. Shmuel holds that this Bia Gerua does not accomplish that, just like in a typical marriage, it wouldn't accomplish making her into a wife, because Kol HaBoel Daita Al Gemar Bia, because normally marriage is consummated by the complete entry, and not by this Bia Gerua. Certainly, if it's a case of Shogeg, if it's a case of Mezid, if they think that they're living with a different person, so there's no kavana for kiddushin, and certainly if they're intending to fool around, there's no intent for kiddushin. So whatever the Torah imposes upon them as a continuation of the original marriage with the deceased husband, so that's imposed. It's imposed. The Yerusha of the estate, and that she becomes married to the living brother. But anything that was not imposed by the parsha of Yibum, such a bia does not accomplish, and therefore when it comes to Teruma, which is a regular matrimony thing, this bia did not accomplish that. We're going to skip a few lines over here to the middle of the page, because the Gemara here is a little bit complex. And we're going to skip to the section which the Rambam Paskins like, which is the Ika de Amri, the second version of how to understand this machlokes. Ika de Amri, others say, Mino Erisin, if she's coming off a marriage with the deceased brother that was only a marriage of Erusin. Keep in mind, there are two aspects to marriage. One is Erusin, when we give the Kiddushin ring. That's the act of Kiddushin. It makes her married, but it doesn't consummate the marriage. It doesn't complete it. They're not yet able to live together as husband and wife until after the Chuppah, until after Nisuin, which is a second level. And it's important for our Gemara to note that she's not allowed to eat Teruma from Erusin alone. Just from Kiddushin, she can't eat Teruma. She has to be Nesua, totally married to the man, the Kohen, in order to eat Teruma. We typically do Kiddushin and Nesuin at the same time, so we're not so in tune that it's two different acts. But in the time of the Gemara, they did them separately. And from Erusin, also called Kiddushin, she would not be allowed to eat Teruma. Only from Nisuin would she be allowed to eat Teruma. So the Ika de Amri says, Mino Erusin, if she only had Kiddushin, Divri Akol Lo Achla, she would not be eating Teruma. Ta Lo Achla B'chaye Baal, because she wasn't eating Teruma in the lifetime of her husband. If that was the relationship to the deceased husband, only one of Erusin, and he died before he consummated the marriage and did Nisuin, so she never was able to eat Teruma, and therefore the act of Yibum, which is going to be a continuation of that very marriage, is not going to enable her to eat Teruma, because the original marriage didn't have her eating Teruma. Kipligi, when was the argument of Rav and Shmuel discussed? Min haNisuin, if the original marriage did allow her to eat Teruma. Rav Amar Ocheles. Rav says she would eat Teruma. Da Havis Ochla Me'ikara, because it literally continues the the original marriage, and the original marriage was one of full-fledged nisuin. Ushmuel Omar, and as we've mentioned, Shmuel's opinion was, Eina Ochelas, she's not going to eat teruma, because it's only regarding things that are Yibum-oriented, that the Torah imposes upon them that she's married, and now she's married, and it's not chalitza that's going to get her out, but rather a get. And as far as the estate of the deceased husband, it goes to the yavam. But eating teruma is a global matrimony type thing. It's not something mentioned in the parsha of Yibum. And therefore Shmuel holds it does not follow this pattern of Yibum, this chiddush of Yibum, and a bia gerua would not accomplish that she eats teruma. The Rambam paskins, indeed, if she's coming off Erusin, she would not be able to eat teruma based on a bia gerua. But otherwise, he paskins like Rav, who says, Ocheles, that this bia gerua does restore her to the type of relationship as she had with her deceased husband, which is that she is able to eat teruma. Yashikovach, thank you for joining.